blessing to be here.
Satu berkat saya bisa berada di tempat ini.
Let us pray. Father,
mari kita berdoa. Bapa,
thank you for this opportunity.
Terima kasih untuk kesempatan ini.
We are glad we are in your presence.
Kami bersuka cita kami ada di dalam hadirat-Mu.
We ask you to fill us.
Kami minta Engkau memenuhi kami.
Guide us.
Tuntun kami.
By your great power.
Dengan kuasa-Mu yang besar.
Your great mighty Holy Spirit.
Dengan Roh Kudus yang dahsyat dan luar biasa.
Thank you that you are building your church.
Terima kasih Engkau membangun gereja-Mu di tempat ini.
And the gates of hell will not prevail against.
Sehingga tidak ada pintu gerbang maut yang bisa bertahan menghadapinya.
Bless us in these few moments.
Berkati kami di dalam waktu ke depan ini.
Let us never be the same again.
Jangan biarkan kami tetap sama lagi.
Spirit of wisdom.
Ada Roh hikmat.
Spirit of counsel.
Ada Roh nasihat.
Holy Spirit.
Roh Kudus.
Have your way.
Teguhkan jalan-Mu, nyatakan jalan-Mu di tempat ini.
In Jesus' name.
Di dalam nama Yesus.
Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Silakan duduk dalam hadirat Tuhan.
It's a blessing to be here.
Ini satu berkat bisa berada di tempat ini.
I'm glad to see all my friends here. Amen.
Ya, saya senang melihat banyak teman saya di tempat ini. Amen.
It is a blessing to be here with you, Pastor Barry.
Ya, ini satu berkat bisa bersama dengan Anda, Pastor Barry.
And in the Overcomers Church.
Ya, di gereja Overcomers Church.
Everybody here is an overcomer.
Ya, semua orang di tempat ini adalah seorang penakluk, pemenang, overcomer.
I came along with some pastors, my son Joshua.
Ya, saya datang bersama beberapa pendeta dan juga anak saya Joshua.
And my other sons here from South Africa, Thailand.
Ya, dan anak-anak rohani saya dari Afrika Selatan, dari Thailand.
God bless you.
Tuhan memberkati sekaliannya.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, I ask that everyone here will be open to your word.
Bapa, hamba meminta biar semua orang di ruangan ini terbuka akan firman-Mu.
Guide us.
Tuntun kami.
To your perfect will in Jesus' name.
Masuk dalam kehendak-Mu yang sempurna di dalam nama Yesus.
Amen.
Amen.
This evening I want to share with you about time.
Malam ini saya ingin membagikan tentang waktu.
And the message is entitled A World with Time.
Dan
a world.
Dan judul khotbah saya adalah dunia dengan waktu.
Alright, a world with time.
Dunia dengan waktu.
Right. If you turn with me to Revelations chapter 10.
Mari buka Alkitab kita di Wahyu pasal 10.
Revelations chapter 10.
Wahyu pasal 10.
And verse 5.
Ayat yang kelima. Wahyu 10 ayat yang kelima.
It says, the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand and swear to him that liveth forever, who created heaven and the things that are therein, all right, and the sea and the things that are therein, that there should be time no longer.
Dan malaikat yang kulihat berdiri di atas laut dan di atas bumi mengangkat tangannya ke langit, dan ia bersumpah demi Dia yang hidup sampai selama-lamanya, yang telah menciptakan langit dan segala isinya, dan bumi dan segala isinya, dan laut dan segala isinya, katanya tidak akan ada waktu lagi.
That there should be time no longer.
Katanya tidak akan ada waktu lagi.
Hallelujah. Can you lower the sound on this monitor a bit?
Ya, monitornya bisa diperkecil suaranya.
All right. I'm talking about time tonight.
Malam ini saya ingin bahas tentang waktu.
Our world with time.
Dunia kita dengan waktu.
In different countries, time has different levels of importance.
Ya. Di negara yang berbeda-beda, waktu itu memiliki tingkat kepentingan yang berbeda-beda juga.
In Africa,
di Afrika,
time is not so important.
Ya, waktu itu tidak terlalu penting.
If you starting a service at 7,
kalau saudara mulai ibadah itu jam 7,
people can come at 9 o'clock.
Orang bisa baru datang jam 9.
Interpreter, stand here. Stand here, a bit to the side. Just stay here.
Sure.
Right. Okay. At a different places, time is not so important.
Di beberapa tempat berbeda, waktu itu tidak terlalu penting.
I have attended weddings.
Saya pernah menghadiri pernikahan.
Where the bride, the wedding was supposed to start at 1 o'clock.
Ya, pernikahannya harusnya mulai jam 1 siang.
The bride comes at 4 o'clock.
Ya, pengantinnya baru datang jam 4 sore.
Yeah. She was dressing.
Oh, gara-gara dandan, gara-gara pakai pakaian.
Hey. But there are other places where the time is very important.
Tapi ada tempat-tempat lain di mana waktu itu sangat penting.
In Switzerland,
di Swiss,
where my mother comes from,
di mana ibu saya berasal,
time is very important.
Waktu itu sangat penting.
When you say 7 o'clock,
waktu engkau berkata jam 7,
5 minutes to 7,
maka jam 7 kurang 5
it's going to start.
Itu sudah harus mulai.
Not even 1 second,
tidak 1 detik pun
late,
akan terlambat.
It's very very important.
Sangat sangat penting.
One time I was in Switzerland.
Satu kali saya ada di Swiss.
To start a church.
Untuk memulai sebuah gereja.
And they gave me an appointment 7 o'clock.
Dan mereka kasih saya waktu jam 7 malam.
To meet somebody about a church hall like this.
Ya, untuk bertemu dengan seseorang di sebuah ruang gereja seperti ini.
I got there at 4 minutes past 7.
Ya, saya sampai jam 7 lebih 4 menit.
They were gone.
Dia udah pergi.
They were late.
Kamu terlambat.
4 minutes.
4 menit.
And they drew a map.
Dan mereka gambar sebuah peta.
And stuck it on the door.
Dan taruh di depan pintu.
That when I come, I should follow the map to where they've gone.
Jadi waktu saya sampai, mereka kasih tahu ikuti peta ini, ketemu orangnya di mana.
Hey. So I realized that time was very important for Swiss people.
Jadi saya sadar bahwa waktu itu sangat penting untuk orang-orang Swiss.
So my father is from Ghana and my mother is from Switzerland. So I live in 2 worlds, one where time is not so important and one where time is very important.
Jadi saya punya papa orang Ghana, saya punya mama orang Swiss. Jadi saya hidup di 2 dunia. Satu dunia waktu enggak terlalu penting, yang satu dunia lagi waktu sangat penting.
Wow. Now, there are 2 other worlds I need you to be conscious of.
Dan ada 2 dunia lagi yang saudara harus sadari.
The world we are in now,
dunia yang sekarang ini kita berada di dalamnya,
and the world which is going to come,
dan dunia yang akan datang.
This world,
dunia yang sekarang ini,
time is very important.
Waktu itu sangat penting.
The world that is going to come,
dunia yang nanti akan datang,
the time will not be important.
Waktu itu tidak penting lagi.
That's why the angel prophesied in Revelation chapter 10, if you can put the verse back there.
Ya, bisa ditaruh di ayatnya 10, Yohanes 10 ayat 5, malaikat ini bernubuat,
the angel swear that there should be no longer time. There will be no more time.
Malaikat itu bersumpah bahwa akan tiba saatnya tidak akan ada waktu lagi.
All those who are into watchmaking will lose all their business when the next world comes, because
semua,
no more time.
Semua yang punya bisnis buat jam tangan, nanti dunia akan datang akan kehilangan bisnis karena tidak akan ada lagi waktu.
Amen.
Amen.
But in this world,
tapi di dunia yang ini,
time is very important.
Waktu itu sangat penting.
And if you are spiritual,
dan kalau engkau orang rohani,
it is important that you are conscious of time.
Engkau penting sekali untuk sadar akan waktu.
Time does not respect you.
Waktu itu tidak membeda-bedakan orang.
You must respect time.
Engkau yang harus hormati waktu.
In this world,
di dunia sekarang ini.
And you must respect it in your life.
Dan kau harus hargai waktu di dalam hidupmu.
Amen.
Amen.
When you don't respect time,
waktu engkau tidak hargai waktu,
you're going to have great shocks and disappointments.
Maka engkau akan mengalami masalah dan kekecewaan berulang-ulang kali.
Luke 19 verse 43.
Lukas 19 ayat 43.
It says, "For the days shall come when your enemies will cast a trench around you and surround you and lay you to the ground and your children with you, and they shall not leave one stone upon another, because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation."
Lukas 19 ayat 43. Sebab akan datang harinya bahwa musuhmu akan mengelilingi engkau dengan kubu, lalu mengepung engkau dan mengimpit engkau dari segala jurusan. Dan mereka akan membinasakan engkau beserta dengan pendudukmu, dan pada tembokmu mereka tidak akan membiarkan satu batu pun tinggal terletak di atas batu yang lain, karena engkau tidak mengetahui waktu bila mana Allah melawat engkau.
In when you are going to fly on a plane, or you go to Switzerland, or you going to Germany, these kind of places, if you are not conscious of the time, you are going to have bad experiences.
Ya, kalau saudara sedang bepergian naik pesawat, pergi ke Jerman kah, ke Switzerland atau tempat-tempat seperti ini, engkau tidak sadar waktu, engkau akan punya pengalaman buruk.
How many want to have bad experiences?
Ya, berapa banyak yang mau mendapat pengalaman buruk?
How many want to have good experiences?
Berapa banyak yang mau punya pengalaman baik?
So I need you to be conscious of the time.
Jadi saya mau saudara sadar akan waktumu.
Today I am not talking about the time of a day.
Ya, saya tidak sedang bicara tentang waktu dalam satu hari.
9 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock speaks of the time of one day.
Ya, jam 9, jam 7 atau jam 8 itu bicara waktu dalam sehari.
No.
Saya tidak bicara.
Today I'm talking about the time of one life.
Ya, dan hari ini saya bicara tentang waktu dalam satu kehidupan.
Now, in a day like today,
nah, masa-masa seperti hari-hari ini,
there are some important times.
Ada beberapa waktu yang sangat penting.
When you go to Israel,
kalau engkau pergi ke Israel,
the time of sunset,
masa waktu matahari terbenam,
is very important.
Sangatlah penting.
Every day they give you the time that the sun goes down.
Setiap hari mereka akan memberitahu waktu matahari terbenam.
That the sun is coming up.
Dan kapan matahari terbit.
So on Friday,
jadi hari Jumat malam,
Israel,
di Israel,
there's a time for the sun going down.
Ada waktu di mana matahari terbenam.
Sometimes it's 5:26.
Kadang-kadang jam 5:26.
6:31.
Kadang-kadang jam 6:31.
Why? Is
kenapa?
It important? Because at that time the Sabbath begins. They start the day of the Sabbath. Every shop, everything closes. Friday, the time is shown on the internet. Everybody, sunset 5:36, 5:29, always, and it changes every day.
Nah, kenapa itu penting? Karena waktu matahari terbenam, semua toko harus tutup, semua kegiatan harus berhenti. Karena itu mulai hari Sabat.
Every shop,
setiap toko,
every restaurant,
setiap restoran,
everything is closed.
Semuanya harus tutup.
In Israel, Friday evening sunset and then sunrise.
Dan hari Jumat sore waktu
matahari terbenam. It's also important. Then Saturday sunset is when the shops open again.
Ya, dan Sabtu sore waktu matahari terbenam itu penting. Kenapa? Toko-toko boleh buka lagi.
Very important.
Sangat penting.
So if you want food in Israel, you make sure you get it by Friday sunset before.
Ya.
If they will not even make your hotel room.
Ya, jadi saudara kalau di Israel harus pastikan semua bookingan itu sebelum Jumat sore, karena tidak akan ada dilayani apa-apa. Bahkan membooking hotel tidak akan dilayani sudah Jumat sore.
Lunch time is important.
Ya, makan siang itu penting sekali.
Work starts at 8 o'clock. That's an important time.
Apa yang dimulai? 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Many ya. Places work starts at 8. In a day,
okay,
it's important. 8 o'clock is important.
Ya, di satu hari di Israel itu jam 8 pagi itu sangat penting.
What time do you start work in Indonesia?
Di Indonesia jam berapa mulai kerja?
9, 8. So 8 o'clock in the morning, very important time in a day. Almost all over the world, 8 a.m. is important.
Nah, jam 8 pagi di seluruh dunia itu sangat penting. Kenapa? Karena rata-rata orang mulai kerja jam 8 pagi.
Everywhere in the world, 9 a.m. is also important.
Di mana-mana di seluruh dunia jam 9 pagi itu juga penting.
What time do you close work? What time? 5? 5 o'clock is very important in this town.
Ya, yeah, di kota ini jam 5 sore sangat penting.
Traffic starts at 5 or 4.
Macet itu dimulai jam 4 atau jam 5.
If you don't understand it,
kalau engkau tidak mengerti itu,
in a day there are important times.
Di dalam satu hari itu ada hari, ada waktu-waktu yang penting.
So in your life,
nah dalam hidupmu,
and my life,
dan hidupku,
there are important times.
Ada waktu-waktu yang penting.
So that's what I want to talk about.
Itu yang saya mau bahas.
Number one, I want to talk about the time you are born.
Yang pertama saya mau bahas tentang waktu engkau dilahirkan.
The time you are born is important.
Waktu engkau dilahirkan itu sangat penting.
And God allows you to be born at a certain time.
Dan Tuhan izinkan kau untuk lahir di waktu tertentu.
If I was born earlier, I may not have met my wife.
Kalau saya ini lahir lebih cepat, mungkin saya enggak akan ketemu istri saya.
Yeah. If I was born later, I may not have met my wife.
Dan kalau saya juga lahirnya terlambat, saya enggak akan ketemu istri saya juga.
Because my wife came to university at the same time that I came to university.
Karena istri saya masuk universitas pada saat saya juga masuk universitas.
So when you are born is important in relation to some people that you are supposed to meet in this world.
Jadi waktu engkau lahir itu sangat penting dalam hubungan dengan orang-orang yang akan kau jumpai di dunia ini.
John the Baptist was born at a time just before Jesus.
Yohanes
Pembaptis, so that he could prophesy about Jesus and be in the world at the same time as Jesus. So that is why his mother was barren and could not have a baby for so long till she was old. Then at the right time he was born.
Yohanes Pembaptis itu lahir beberapa saat sebelum Yesus lahir supaya dia bisa bernubuat tentang Yesus dan hidup di zaman Yesus pada saat bersamaan. Itu sebabnya mamanya mandul cukup lama supaya dia lahir di saat yang tepat.
So when I was born there were some people I have to meet.
Ya, waktu saya dilahirkan artinya ada orang-orang yang saya harus temui.
When I was born, certain pastors were alive who are no more alive.
Ya, waktu saya dilahirkan ada pendeta-pendeta yang tidak hidup lagi waktu saya hidup.
Kenneth Hagin was alive.
Dulu hidup.
Oral Roberts was alive.
Oral Roberts dulu masih hidup.
Derek Prince
masih hidup.
I saw all of them.
Saya lihat mereka semua.
But I didn't see Catherine Kuhlman.
Tapi saya tidak lihat Catherine Kuhlman.
I didn't see A.A. Allen.
Saya tidak lihat A.A. Allen.
I didn't see Smith Wigglesworth.
Saya tidak pernah lihat Smith Wigglesworth.
Many great people, I never met them.
Banyak hamba Tuhan besar saya
but
belum pernah ketemu.
Some people I saw.
Tapi ada beberapa orang saya temui.
And today they are not alive.
Tapi sekarang tidak hidup
some
lagi.
Some of you will never see them.
Dan sebagian saudara
you
belum pernah lihat.
You can only read a history book.
Saudara hanya baca di buku sejarah.
So I was born at a time to meet Kenneth Hagin.
Jadi saya lahir di waktu supaya bisa bertemu Kenneth Hagin.
Derek Prince.
Bertemu Derek Prince.
To meet certain people.
Untuk bertemu beberapa orang tertentu.
In my life.
Dalam hidup saya.
Are you listening to me?
Saudara mengerti maksud saya?
So you too.
Jadi engkau juga.
Were born at a certain time.
Lahir di waktu tertentu.
So that you would be alive to meet certain people.
Sehingga engkau itu hidup untuk bertemu orang-orang tertentu.
If you had been born earlier.
Kalau engkau lahir lebih cepat.
You may never meet them.
Mungkin kau enggak akan ketemu mereka.
If you are born later,
kalau kau lahir kemudian,
you may also not meet them.
Kau juga tidak akan bisa ketemu
so
mereka.
There is a time to be born.
Ada waktu tertentu kau sudah harus lahirkan.
The second time that's very important for you,
waktu kedua yang sangat penting bagimu adalah
is that there is a time for you to die.
Ada waktu kau akan meninggal.
It is appointed to man once to die.
Ditetapkan untuk manusia untuk hidup satu kali dan kemudian meninggal.
Many people are not aware.
Banyak orang tidak sadar
that there is actually a date.
Bahwa ada tanggal.
There is a date with your name on it.
Ada tanggal di mana namamu tercantum.
Hey. There is a date. And today has brought us one day nearer that date.
Sorry, Pastor.
Today has made us come one day nearer that date.
Ya, hari ini sudah membuat kita satu hari lebih dekat kepada tanggal tersebut.
Hey. Most of us cannot imagine ourselves dead.
Ya, banyak sebagian kita tidak bisa bayangkan kita lagi mati.
Anytime I try to imagine myself dead, the imagination doesn't work.
Yeah. Setiap kali saya berusaha berimajinasi saya meninggal, enggak berhasil.
It's difficult to imagine yourself dead.
Sangat sulit membayangkan dirimu itu mati.
True. You can't even imagine.
Saudara enggak bisa bayangkan
yourself being dead.
Saudara meninggal.
But there is a date.
Tapi ada tanggal
for you to finish.
Untuk engkau itu selesai.
Your time here.
Selesaikan waktumu di sini.
The day you are born,
hari di mana engkau dilahirkan,
is the day that your date of death is determined.
Adalah hari di mana tanggal kematianmu ditentukan.
Yeah,
yeah.
Many people don't know that.
Banyak orang enggak tahu itu.
Our days are like the days of a hireling.
Hidup kita itu seperti padang, seperti rumput.
Are you listening to me?
Saudara mengerti maksud saya?
Paul, Job chapter 14.
Mari lihat Ayub pasal 14.
Job chapter 14.
Ayub pasal 14.
I'm going to start going faster.
Saya akan bergerak lebih cepat lagi.
Now, Job 14 verse 5.
Ayub 14 ayat 5.
Seeing that his days are determined and the number of his months are with thee, thou hast appointed his bounds that he cannot pass.
Ayat 5, jikalau hari-harinya sudah pasti dan jumlah bulannya sudah tentu padamu dan batas-batasnya sudah kau tetapkan sehingga tidak dapat dilangkahinya.
So God has given you a certain amount of time.
Jadi Tuhan sudah berikan engkau sejumlah waktu tertentu.
And you must realize that your time is very important.
Dan kau harus sadar bahwa waktumu itu sangat penting.
When I came to Indonesia, stamped my passport.
Waktu saya datang ke Indonesia, mereka itu mengecap paspor saya.
Maybe they gave me 3 days or 7 days.
Ya, mungkin mereka kasih saya waktu 3 hari atau 7 hari.
But everybody is different.
Nah, setiap orang itu berbeda.
Maybe you come and they stamp and they give you 3 months.
Mungkin ada yang datang dan saudara dikasih waktu 3 bulan.
Somebody is given 6 months.
Ada yang dikasih 6 bulan.
Somebody is given 5 years.
Ada yang diberikan 5 tahun.
So when you were born,
jadi waktu engkau lahir,
your spiritual passport was stamped. Boom.
Ya, paspor rohanimu itu di stamp. Boom.
Maybe you were given 43 years.
Mungkin kau diberikan 43 tahun.
Hey. Somebody was stamped 71 years.
Ada yang dikasih cop 71 tahun.
Somebody was stamped 27 years.
Ada yang dikasih stamp 27 tahun.
Everybody has a different time.
Setiap orang punya waktu berbeda.
So you don't have to look at your friend and think that you are all going to live to a certain point.
Dan jadi enggak usah lihat teman kita dan berkata kita semua akan hidup sampai waktu tertentu
Jesus
yang sama.
Jesus lived for 33 years.
Yesus hidup 33 tahun.
Amen.
Amen.
Living very long does not mean that you are fruitful.
Hidup lama tidak berarti saudara hidup berbuah.
Melchizedek lived for 960 years. What did he do? He didn't do much. We don't hear much of him.
Siapa yang 960?
Melchizedek.
Oh, Melchizedek. Metusalah.
Yeah, Metusalah. Yeah. Sorry.
Metusalah hidup 969 tahun, tapi kita tidak dengar banyak hal yang dia kerjakan.
Yeah, so you can live for 900 years but you not do much.
Tapi jadi saudara bisa hidup 900 tahun tapi enggak buat banyak.
You can live a short time and you do much.
Tapi saudara hidup waktu singkat dan lakukan banyak hal.
How many want to be Metusalah?
Berapa yang mau jadi seperti Metusalah?
How many want to be like Jesus?
Siapa yang mau ingin menjadi seperti Yesus?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So always if you want to be a wise person, think about death.
Ya, jadi kalau kau ingin jadi orang bijaksana, selalulah berpikir kematian.
Yes. You want to be wise, think about dying.
Kalau saudara ingin jadi bijaksana, pikirlah untuk meninggal.
The Bible says it is better to go to the house of mourning.
Alkitab berkata lebih baik pergi ke rumah duka,
because when you go to the house of mourning, you think about death.
Sebab waktu engkau pergi ke rumah duka, engkau berpikir tentang kematian.
When you think about death,
waktu engkau berpikir kematian,
you become wiser.
Engkau menjadi lebih bijaksana.
Amen.
Amen.
When I think about dying,
waktu saya berpikir mati,
I want to give my life to Jesus.
Saya mau berikan hidup saya untuk Yesus.
Because if I die, I don't want to go to hell.
So saya waktu mati, saya enggak mau masuk neraka.
When I think about Jesus,
waktu saya pikir tentang Yesus,
about dying,
tentang meninggal,
I want to be ready.
Saya mau jadi siap.
What has God told me to do?
Apa yang Tuhan suruh saya lakukan?
Have I done it?
Apakah aku sudah lakukan?
It makes me work faster.
Itu membuat aku kerja lebih cepat.
What about if I'm going to die tomorrow?
Bagaimana kalau saya meninggal besok?
What about if I die next week?
Bagaimana saya meninggal minggu depan?
What about if it's this year?
Bagaimana kalau tahun ini?
Next year?
Tahun depan?
I don't know.
Saya enggak tahu.
So let me work faster.
Itu membuat saya kerja lebih cepat.
Harder.
Kerja lebih keras.
Let me do more.
Melakukan lebih banyak.
Because I don't know.
So saya tidak tahu.
So when you think about death,
jadi waktu kau berpikir kematian,
you become very wise.
Engkau menjadi sangat bijaksana.
If you think about dying,
kalau kau berpikir tentang meninggal,
you will stop quarreling.
Engkau akan berhenti bertengkar.
Because you may quarrel with somebody and die, and you not have a chance to come back and say sorry.
Yeah. So kalau kau bertengkar dengan seorang lalu mati, kau enggak punya kesempatan lagi untuk minta maaf.
So hurry up, think about death, and start making peace with everybody.
Jadi itu sebabnya cepat-cepat sadari akan kematian kita dan berdamailah dengan semua orang.
Amen.
Amen.
When you think about death,
waktu engkau berpikir kematian,
you appreciate your parents.
Engkau akan menghormati orang tuamu.
Yes.
Menghargai.
And everybody who has been good to you.
Dan semua orang yang sudah berbuat baik kepadamu.
You think about the person.
Engkau pikirkan orang itu.
And say, let me appreciate this person.
Dan berpikir, saya mau hargai orang ini.
Otherwise,
kalau tidak,
the person will be dead.
Orang itu akan mati.
And you'll be standing in the pulpit.
Dan saudara akan berdiri di mimbar,
saying things the person cannot hear.
Mengatakan hal-hal yang orang itu enggak bisa dengar lagi.
You say, oh, he was such a blessing. He did this, he did that, he did that, but he cannot hear you.
Saudara berkata, oh, dulu dia sangat memberkati saya. Dia buat ini, dia buat ini, dia buat itu. Tapi dia enggak bisa dengar apa-apa lagi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you think about death,
kalau kau pikirkan kematian,
you will appreciate your father, your mother.
Engkau akan menghargai papamu, mamamu,
your children,
anak-anakmu,
those who have been a blessing to you.
Orang yang sudah memberkati engkau.
You speak carefully.
Engkau berbicara berhati-hati.
Appreciate quickly.
Engkau akan menghargai dengan cepat.
And in time.
Dan pada waktunya.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. One day a great man of God came to Ghana.
Satu kali ada hamba Tuhan di, luar biasa dipakai Tuhan datang ke Ghana.
God spoke to me.
Tuhan berkata kepada saya,
heart,
kepada hati saya,
to appreciate him.
Untuk menghargai dia.
He had the largest Bible school in Africa.
Dia memiliki sekolah Alkitab terbesar di Afrika.
And he had been a blessing. He told me, he said, 70% of all pastors in Africa are his products.
Jadi,
or products of his products.
Jadi dia berkata 70% pendeta-pendeta di Afrika itu produk sekolah Alkitabnya atau produk dari sekolah Alkitab hasil produksi dia.
Hey. So God spoke to my heart.
Jadi Tuhan berbicara di hati
to
saya.
Honor him.
Untuk ikuti dia.
So I went
untuk hormati dia.
The hotel where he was staying.
Jadi saya pergi ke hotel tempat beliau menginap.
With an offering
dengan persembahan
of some dollars.
Dolar.
US dollars.
Dolar Amerika.
And I was allowed to see him.
Dan saya diizin.
I was.
Oh ya, diizinkan untuk bertemu beliau.
I saw him.
Saya ketemu.
And I honored him.
Dan saya hormati dia.
With that offering.
Dengan persembahan itu.
He was surprised.
Dia terkejut.
Because nobody else was doing anything like that.
Sebab tidak ada orang lain melakukan hal itu kepada dia.
He laid his hands on me and prayed for me.
Dia tumpangkan tangan atas saya dan doakan saya.
And he went back to his country.
Dan dia kembali ke negaranya.
2 weeks later.
2 minggu kemudian,
I had a phone call.
Saya terima telepon.
This man of God has suddenly died.
Hamba Tuhan ini tiba-tiba meninggal.
Suddenly.
Tiba-tiba.
Exactly 2 weeks.
Tepat 2 minggu.
He was well.
Dia sehat.
Healthy.
Sehat, baik-baik.
He was hosting some Americans who had come to his church.
Dia sedang menyambut beberapa orang Amerika yang mengunjungi gerejanya.
And he was having breakfast with them.
Dan sedang sarapan.
And he took some fruit juice.
Lalu kemudian minum jus buah.
He lifted up the fruit juice.
Angkat jus buahnya.
And he said, "This fruit juice is heavenly juice."
Dia berkata, jus buah ini adalah jus sorga.
And then he dropped down and died at the table.
Lalu kemudian jatuh meninggal di meja.
Yeah. So they called me.
Jadi mereka telepon saya.
I was shocked.
Saya terkejut.
After that,
sesudah itu,
some people came around some weeks later.
Beberapa minggu kemudian ada orang datang
for the funeral,
untuk pemakaman.
And they said that they were gathering offerings together to go and take for the funeral in being held in the country.
Jadi mereka mau kumpulkan uang untuk bawa ke pemakaman di negara hamba Tuhan ini.
And I said, no.
Saya bilang tidak.
I have already given my offering.
Saya sudah kasih persembahan saya.
I gave my offering in time.
Saya kasih waktu persembahan saya itu di waktu yang tepat.
I gave my offering in time. The offering that I give now is already dead. He cannot experience it.
Ya, persembahan yang saya kasih sekarang dia enggak bisa alami lagi. Dia sudah meninggal.
Yeah. So when you think about death,
jadi kalau kau pikirkan kematian,
you are always ahead.
Saudara akan berpikir lebih cepat.
Are you listening to me?
Saudara mengerti?
So we all have a time.
Jadi kita semua punya waktu.
That we are born.
Di mana kita dilahirkan?
And that time determines your friends.
Dan waktu itu menentukan teman-temanmu.
It determines who you can marry.
Menentukan siapa yang bisa kau nikahi.
It determines the people who will become your fathers.
Itu akan menentukan orang-orang yang menjadi bapak-bapakmu.
It determines the number of people you are supposed to meet.
Itu menentukan berapa jumlah orang yang harus kau temui.
There is a man of God called Robert Sladen.
Ya, ada seorang hamba Tuhan bernama Robert Sladen.
Yeah. When he was 8 years old, he went to heaven.
Waktu dia berusia 8 tahun dia pergi ke surga.
How many would like to go to heaven?
Berapa yang mau pergi ke surga?
When he went to heaven, Jesus took him around heaven.
Ya, waktu dia pergi ke surga, Yesus bawa dia keliling-keliling surga.
But I always remember one thing that Jesus told him.
Tapi saya selalu ingat satu hal yang Yesus beritahu kepada dia.
How many want to know something Jesus told this man of God?
Ya, berapa yang mau tahu apa yang Tuhan Yesus kasih tahu kepada hamba Tuhan ini?
Jesus told him a list of people that he was supposed to meet.
Ya, Yesus menunjukkan sebuah daftar orang-orang yang harus dia temui.
I always remember that.
Saya selalu ingat itu.
There is a list of people.
Ada daftar orang-orang.
God has determined that you should meet.
Orang yang sudah ditetapkan Tuhan untuk engkau temui.
Yeah. There's a list of people.
Ada daftar orang-orang.
You are supposed to meet them.
Engkau harus bertemu mereka.
They are part of your life.
Mereka itu bagian hidupmu.
It is determined by the day you were born.
Itu ditentukan di hari lahirmu.
Your age.
Usiamu.
And those who are alive.
Dan mereka yang hidup di zamanmu.
At a certain time.
Pada waktu tertentu.
So that's a very important time.
Jadi itu waktu yang sangat penting.
So don't think of yourself as accidentally meeting people.
Jadi jangan pernah berpikir ketemu orang itu enggak sengaja, kebetulan.
Oh, it's an accident. I know Leo.
Yes, enggak kebetulan saya ketemu Pastor Leo.
No. Not an accident.
Bukan kebetulan.
Not an accident.
Bukan kebetulan.
She's a classmate of my wife.
Dia teman sekelas istri saya.
Same class, same school.
Sekolah yang sama.
Yeah. Same age.
Usia yang sama.
It's very important.
Itu sangat penting.
For you not to think of things as accidents.
Sangat penting kau tidak berpikir semuanya itu kebetulan.
But to see them as God ordained.
Tapi lihat itu sebagai penetapan Tuhan.
When I was in school, medical school.
Waktu saya sekolah kedokteran.
Few people in my class.
Sedikit orang di kelas
the
saya.
The same class. Would join the church which I started.
Yang akan bergabung dengan gereja yang saya mulai.
The year after me, nobody joined the church.
Setahun di bawah saya, enggak ada yang mau gabung.
The third year after me, nobody joined.
Tahun kedua, tahun ketiga, tidak ada yang mau gabung.
The fourth year after me, nobody joined.
Tahun keempat sudah saya tidak ada yang mau gabung.
The fifth year after me, nobody joined.
Lima tahun sudah saya tidak ada yang mau gabung.
Then the sixth year,
di tahun keenam,
several people came into the church. From the medical school, all of them were from 6 years below me.
Yeah. Semua yang datang ke gereja saya itu 6 tahun di bawah saya.
Because people who you are 6 years older than,
sebab orang yang 6 tahun lebih tua dari saudara,
in the natural,
di secara alamiah,
are a prophetic group of people,
adalah sebuah kelompok yang prophetic.
Often relate with, yes, even in school.
Bahkan di sekolah,
it's like the last year and the first year.
Ya, itu seperti angkatan paling senior sama angkatan paling muda.
The sixth year and the first year.
Ya, angkatan tahun ke-6 sama tahun pertama.
So in my six years after me,
Jadi 6 tahun di bawah saya,
whole group started to join.
Ya, semua mulai gabung ke gereja saya.
So please don't think of things as accident.
Jadi tolong jangan berpikir semua itu kebetulan.
God is organizing things.
Tuhan itu mengorganisasi.
God is organizing things.
Banyak hal.
God is organizing things.
Tuhan sedang mengorganisasi banyak hal.
God is organizing things.
Tuhan mengorganisasi banyak hal.
Your pastor is as young as he is for a reason.
Ya. Gembala saudara masih semuda ini dengan satu alasan.
Yes. Most of the members of the church will be either his age or below.
Ya, sebagian besar anggota jemaat di tempat ini adalah seusia beliau atau di bawahnya.
It is not usual for older people to join your church.
Ya, tidak sering atau tidak lumrah orang lebih tua akan bergabung.
Ya. You know, I always wanted old people to join my church.
Ya, dari dulu saya pengen orang-orang tua bergabung sama gereja saya.
But they were not joining.
Tapi enggak mau.
One day I went to see my pastor.
Satu hari saya ketemu gembala saya.
And I told him, "No old, there's no grown up in my church."
Saya bilang enggak ada orang tua datang ke gereja saya.
I want some grown-ups and some mature people.
Saya mau orang-orang yang sudah dewasa, orang-orang lebih tua datang ke gereja.
And he told me, he said, "Look, those young people in your church are all going to grow up and they will be the mature people in the church."
Dan gembala saya bilang, "Semua anak muda di tempatmu itu nanti akan bertambah dewasa dan jadi orang tua juga."
One day I was invited to a certain country.
Satu kali saya diundang ke sebuah negara
to preach,
untuk berkhotbah.
That was the day I decided in my heart it is a blessing to have young people in the church.
Itu hari di mana saya memutuskan dalam hati adalah sebuah berkat punya anak muda dalam gereja.
The pastor was sitting here and this was his wife.
Yeah.
They were all older pastors. When I started preaching,
waktu saya mulai berkhotbah, pendetanya di depan dengan istrinya.
After about 5 minutes,
sesudah 5 menit,
the pastor who invited me,
gembala yang mengundang saya,
to fly in an aeroplane to come to his country to preach.
Ya, mengundang saya naik pesawat terbang untuk datang ke negerinya berkhotbah.
His head started swaying like this.
Ya, kepalanya mulai goyang-goyang seperti ini.
And his wife also.
Dan istrinya juga.
And the two of them fell asleep.
Dan dua-duanya ketiduran.
At the point they were leaning on each other like this.
Ada saatnya mereka saling.
They were leaning on each other.
Ya, saling bersandar satu sama lain ketiduran.
Hey! They completely slept.
Mereka benar-benar tidur pulas.
And I preached about 3 times.
Dan saya khotbah kurang lebih 3 kali.
Every day.
Setiap hari.
They would sit together.
Mereka duduk sama-sama.
And sleep.
Dan bersandar ketiduran.
If I preach for 60 minutes,
saya khotbah 60 menit,
they will sleep for 57 minutes.
Mereka tidur 57 menit.
Throughout. Serious.
Ya, benar-benar.
And I realized that.
Saya sadar,
the older people find it difficult to stay awake.
Orang tua itu susah tetap bangun dengerin saya khotbah.
Yes. On the first day, I was angry.
Ya, hari pertama saya marah.
And I started to say some things and the Holy Spirit said, "Don't be angry."
Dan saya mulai mengatakan hal-hal yang Roh Kudus bilang, "Jangan marah."
It's not easy to be an old person.
Gak gampang jadi orang tua.
Yes. You see, old people are like babies. Babies need to sleep a long time.
Yeah.
When you get older, you need more sleep.
Yeah. Orang tua itu seperti bayi. Bayi itu butuh tidur lama. Jadi makin tua, makin butuh tidur lama.
Since then, I said, "Lord, I want only young people in the church."
Sejak itu saya bilang, "Tuhan, saya mau punya anak muda aja di gereja."
So now,
jadi sekarang,
my church is only young people.
Di gereja saya itu cuma ada anak muda.
One day I moved from the main church to the youth church.
Satu hari saya pindah dari gereja gedung utama ke gedung gereja anak muda.
And a lot of people were listening to my preaching on the podcast.
Ya, jadi banyak orang mendengar khotbah saya di podcast.
If you want to listen podcast, just go to my name, Dagi Wadmills podcast.
Ya, kalau mau dengar khotbah saya pergi ke podcast.
One day a lady called me from America.
Nah, satu orang ibu telepon saya dari Amerika.
And said, "Do you know?"
Dan berkata, "Kamu tahu enggak?
What is happening?"
Apa yang sedang terjadi?
I said, "Why?"
Saya bilang, "Apa?"
He said, "Sunday sermon is now 2.5 hours.
Khotbah minggu itu sekarang 2.5 jam lamanya."
I said, "Me 2.5 hours on Sunday?"
Saya bilang, "Saya
never." She said 2.5 hours.
Dia bilang 2.5 jam khotbahnya.
3 hours.
3 jam.
I said, how come?
Saya bilang, kok bisa?
Because I had moved to the youth
karena
church.
Saya pindah ke gereja anak muda.
And they are never tired when I'm preaching.
Dan mereka enggak pernah capek waktu saya khotbah.
So I didn't even know.
Jadi saya sendiri bahkan enggak sadar.
From 30 minutes I went to 2.5 hours.
Dari 30 menit saya jadi khotbah 2.5 jam.
But as I preach there, they never sleeping, nobody is sleeping.
Ya, tapi waktu saya khotbah enggak ada yang ketiduran.
If you want me to stop preaching, just sleep and I'll stop.
Ya, jadi kalau saudara mau saya berhenti khotbah, tidur aja saya akan berhenti.
That is what makes me stop preaching.
Itu yang akan membuat saya berhenti khotbah.
When people look tired, I end.
Waktu saya lihat orang kecapean, saya langsung berhenti khotbah.
It's the number one thing I am sensitive to.
Ya, itu satu hal nomor satu yang saya sangat peka.
When I see people like that, then I have to stop preaching.
Jadi kalau saya lihat orang, saya langsung harus berhenti khotbah.
It's time.
Itu waktunya.
But these people,
tapi orang-orang ini,
they were shouting when I was preaching.
Mereka teriak waktu saya khotbah.
Nobody was sleeping.
Tidak ada yang ketiduran.
Awake. I said, wow. So, thank God if you are young.
Jadi bersyukurlah kalau saudara itu masih muda.
Yes. Young people, you see the dancing?
Ya, tadi lihat dancersnya?
Hey! If you are not young, you cannot do that.
Kalau saudara enggak muda lagi, enggak mungkin bisa buat yang kayak tadi.
You'll be adjusting yourself next to your wife to get ready to sleep.
Saudara akan sandar sama istrimu dan tidur sama-sama ketiduran.
That church that I went to,
gereja tempat saya tadi melayani,
the third day I was amazed.
Di hari ketiga saya kagum sekali.
They actually adjusted themselves to get ready to sleep.
Dari awal mereka udah siap-siap mau tidur.
You see how you push your pillow nearby, so they started adjusting themselves.
Saudara tahu ya kalau orang mau tidur geser bantal, mereka udah saling mulai geser-geser siap-siap tidur.
And when I finished preaching,
waktu saya selesai khotbah,
the pastor came up,
gembalanya datang,
and he said this was a powerful message.
Dia berkata, ini khotbah luar biasa.
And then he said, how many want him to come next year?
Dan dia tanya, berapa banyak yang ingin hamba Tuhan ini datang lagi tahun depan?
And all the people said, amen, we want him to come.
Ya, dan semua orang bilang, amen, kami mau dia datang lagi.
But he didn't hear anything.
Tapi dia tidak dengar apa-apa.
It's amazing. So thank God for the time you were born.
Jadi bersyukurlah untuk waktu di mana kau dilahirkan.
Amen.
Amen.
The other thing that I want to share with you today,
hal yang ingin saya bagikan hari ini adalah,
is about the time for your maturity.
Adalah waktu di mana engkau dewasa.
Hebrews chapter 5 verse 12.
Ibrani pasal 4 ayat yang ke-12.
Amen. Hebrews chapter 5 verse 12. The time when you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again from the first principles of the oracles of God.
Ibrani 5 ayat 12. Sebab sekalipun kamu ditinjau dari sudut waktu sudah seharusnya menjadi pengajar, kamu masih perlu lagi diajarkan asas-asas pokok dari penyataan Allah, dan kamu masih memerlukan susu bukan makanan keras.
Amen.
Amen.
And then I also want to talk about the time of you becoming anointed.
Dan juga saya mau bicara tentang waktu di mana engkau diurapi.
Acts chapter 1 verse 3.
Kisah Rasul 1 ayat yang ketiga.
To whom he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, and being assembled together, he commanded that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which was the wait for the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Kepada mereka yang menunjukkan dirinya setelah penderitanya selesai dan dengan banyak tanda ia membuktikan bahwa ia hidup, sebab selama 40 hari ia berulang-ulang menampakkan diri dan berbicara kepada mereka tentang kerajaan Allah. Pada suatu hari ketika ia makan bersama-sama dengan mereka, ia melarang mereka meninggalkan Yerusalem dan menyuruh mereka tinggal di situ menantikan janji Bapa yang demikian katanya telah kamu dengar daripadaku.
And finally, I want to talk about the time of your fruitfulness.
Dan akhirnya yang terakhir saya mau bicara tentang waktu engkau berbuah.
Mark chapter 11,
Markus pasal 11.
Bible says Jesus saw a fig tree afar off and went to the tree.
Alkitab berkata Yesus memandang pohon ara dan mendekati pohon itu.
But he found nothing but leaves.
Tapi tidak menemukan apa-apa selain daun-daun saja.
For the time of the figs was not yet.
Sebab memang bukan musim buah ara.
And he cursed the tree.
Lalu dia mengutuk pohon itu.
And he said, nobody should ever eat fruit of this tree again.
Dan berkata, jangan lagi seorang pun makan buahmu selama-lamanya.
And verse 20, in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up.
Dan ayat 20, ketika mereka melewati pohon ara itu, sudah kering.
Amen.
Amen.
So as you can see, there is a time for you to be mature.
Jadi waktu kita lihat, ada waktu di mana engkau menjadi dewasa.
Most churches are full of babies.
Ya, banyak gereja itu penuh dengan bayi-bayi.
You just want to come to church and give you milk.
Ya, mereka mau datang ke gereja dan mau minta susu saja dari engkau.
Ya, we just give you milk.
Hanya memberikan susu kepada mereka.
Drink, drink.
Minum, minum.
Every day, some more milk.
Setiap hari minta susu
and
lebih banyak.
When you drink milk a lot,
dan waktu engkau banyak minum
you just
susu,
become fat.
Engkau hanya akan menjadi gemuk.
And you are not healthy.
Tapi tidak sehat.
So there is a time you are expected to mature.
Jadi ada waktu di mana engkau diharapkan menjadi dewasa.
And there is a time you are expected to bear fruit.
Dan ada waktu di mana engkau diharapkan menghasilkan buah.
Anybody who has a baby,
ya, setiap orang yang punya bayi,
is expecting some things.
Mengharapkan beberapa
when
hal.
When a baby is born,
waktu seorang bayi lahir,
there is what we call a sucking reflex.
A sucking reflex. Ada refleks menyusu, menyedot.
Touch and you're expecting the baby to turn to look for the nipple.
Ya, kalau saudara sentuh pipinya, bayi itu akan mencari puting susu mamanya.
That was supposed to be there on the spot.
Dan itu harus terjadi seketika itu juga.
6 weeks.
6 minggu.
You are expecting the baby to see.
Engkau akan berharap bayi itu bisa melihat.
And to smile.
Dan senyum.
When they are born, they don't see.
Waktu lahir mereka belum bisa lihat.
And they don't smile.
Dan mereka tidak bisa senyum.
Exactly 6 weeks.
Tepat 6 minggu.
Exactly.
Tepat 6 minggu.
The baby will do this. Smile at you.
Ya. Bayinya akan senyum kepada saudara.
It's amazing.
Mengagumkan.
If you are a mother, you'll be shocked.
Kalau engkau seorang ibu, engkau akan terkejut.
The time.
Waktu.
For all these things.
Semua hal ini.
It's amazing.
Luar biasa.
Then there is a time when the head is like this, it falls back. Then there's the time when the head becomes stable.
Ya, ada waktu di mana kepala mereka masih goyang-goyang dan
so
ada waktu stabil.
So when you hold the baby up,
di waktu
the head
bayi,
will not go like this or like this. The neck is strong.
Ya, lehernya nggak akan ke belakang atau ke samping lagi.
Then there's a time when the baby can sit.
Dan ada waktu di mana bayi bisa tetap bisa duduk.
7 months he can stand.
Bulan ketujuh bisa berdiri.
9 months walking.
Bulan kesembilan jalan.
If it doesn't happen,
kalau itu tidak terjadi,
everybody gets worried.
Semua khawatir.
1 year, he's not walking.
Kenapa enggak berjalan?
2 years,
1 tahun enggak berjalan. 2 tahun,
he's not walking.
Enggak bisa jalan.
3 years,
3 tahun,
he's wee-weeing on himself. Poo-pooing on himself.
Oh,
wee-wee.
Dia, ya dia mulai buang air sendiri.
Hey, when you take him to school,
waktu dibawa ke sekolah,
he cannot say.
Dia enggak bisa bilang,
I want to go to the toilet.
Saya mau pergi ke toilet.
He just wee-wees on himself.
Dia pipis di sendiri celana.
Poo-poos on himself.
Berak di celana.
Because the time when he should have controlled it has passed and he's still not controlling it.
Sebab waktu di mana dia bisa mengontrolnya itu sudah lewat tapi belum bisa dia kontrol.
It's too bad.
Buruk sekali.
11 years old.
Umur 11 tahun.
He doesn't know when he's going to the toilet. It just comes.
Dia enggak tahu kapan harus pergi ke toilet, cuma keluar saja.
Would you like that?
Saudara mau seperti itu?
How many would like to have a child 10 years old? He cannot say I want to go to the toilet.
Berapa banyak ingin punya anak umur 10 tahun tapi enggak bisa bilang saya mau pergi ke toilet.
Spiritual children.
Nah, anak-anak rohani kita.
You've been in church for a long time.
Saudara bangun gereja dengan waktu yang lama.
You are still like a baby.
Tapi saudara masih seperti bayi.
You can't control yourself.
Engkau enggak bisa kendalikan dirimu.
You can't control basic things.
Engkau tidak bisa mengendalikan hal-hal dasar.
To read your Bible.
Baca Alkitab.
There's a time when you have to know you have to brush your teeth yourself.
Ada waktu,
nobody should tell you go and brush your teeth.
Ada waktu di mana kau saudara sadar sendiri harus sikat gigi. Enggak boleh ada orang lain yang ingatkan sikat gigi.
God is expecting certain milestones.
Tuhan itu mengharapkan ada beberapa kilometer, batu kilometer tertentu.
This church,
gereja ini
has milestones.
Punya batu-batu kilometer.
God is expecting you to walk at a certain point.
Tuhan berharap engkau berjalan kepada pada saat
God
tertentu.
God is expecting you to control your wee-weeing and poo-pooing.
Ya, saudara diharapkan oleh Tuhan untuk bisa kendalikan, jangan sampai berak di celana atau kencing di celana lagi.
By a certain time,
pada saat tertentu.
By a certain time,
pada saat tertentu.
God is expecting a control of certain things.
Tuhan berharap.
Which at first you had no control of.
Bisa mengendalikan hal-hal tertentu yang awalnya sudah nggak bisa kendalikan.
And you must grow quickly.
Dan kau harus bertumbuh dewasa
through
cepat.
Through your milestones.
Kejar batu-batu kilometermu.
And God is expecting fruits from you.
Dan Tuhan berharap buah dari hidupmu.
Amen.
Amen.
At a certain stage,
pada satu tingkatan tertentu,
when we come to you, we should see some fruits.
Waktu kami mendatangi engkau, kami harus bisa temukan buah.
Yeah. No fruits,
tidak ada buah,
you are going to be cursed.
Saudara akan dikutuk.
True,
betul.
So when Jesus came to the fig tree,
jadi waktu Yesus mendekati pohon ara itu,
and there was no fruits there,
dan tidak ada buah di sana,
when God wants fruits from you, you better be having fruits.
Kalau
otherwise.
Tuhan mau lihat buah dalam hidupmu, jauh lebih baik saudara itu punya buah.
Overcomers Church,
gereja Overcomer,
a time is coming.
Sebuah waktu sedang datang.
God is going to expect certain fruits.
Tuhan sedang mengharapkan buah-buah tertentu.
A time is coming.
Sebuah waktu sedang datang.
God will expect two services. Yes.
Akan berharap dua ibadah.
Two services.
Dua ibadah.
A time will come, you'll expect three services.
Waktunya akan datang Tuhan berharap tiga ibadah.
A time will come, you'll expect people to be standing outside.
Ya, waktunya akan tiba Tuhan berharap ada orang-orang berdiri di luar pintu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just as when you have a baby, you expect certain things.
Sama seperti waktu engkau punya bayi berharap sesuatu,
God is going to expect certain things.
Tuhan juga berharap hal yang sama.
Are you going to be ready?
Saudara siap?
I used to play the drums.
Dulu saya main drum.
Like Freddy, is it Freddy? Yeah, I used to play drums.
Ya, saya dulu main drum seperti Freddy.
And I used to play the keyboard.
Ya, saya juga main keyboard.
And I can play the guitar.
Dan saya bisa main gitar.
Yes. I even conducted a choir before.
Ya, bahkan pimpin kor sebelumnya.
I even sang before. When there's no real singer, then I sing.
Ya, bahkan saya bisa nyanyi. Kalau nggak ada penyanyi singer beneran, saya yang jadi singersnya.
But the time came.
Tapi waktunya tiba.
God was not expecting songs from me.
Tuhan tidak berharap lagu dari saya.
He was expecting preaching to come from me.
Dia berharap khotbah yang keluar dari saya.
Yes. Yes. Preaching,
khotbah.
Preaching,
khotbah.
It's good that you playing drums.
Bagus main drum.
It's nice.
Bagus.
It's good that you sing.
Ya, bagus menyanyi.
It's good that you play.
Bagus sudah bisa main musik.
Those dancers.
Penari-penari tadi bagus.
But a time will come.
Tapi waktunya akan tiba.
God will not expect you to be dancing.
Tuhan tidak berharap saudara menari.
He will expect you to be preaching.
Dia minta saudara khotbah.
Preaching.
Khotbah.
Not dancing, preaching.
Tuhan bilang berkhotbah.
It's nice you are dancing.
Bagus memang tarian.
We like your dancing.
Kami suka.
Please, can I have a video? Will you give me a video? Yeah. I want my people to learn the one that you dance like that.
Saya suka videonya. Saya minta videonya. Nanti saya mau jemaat saya belajar dance tadi.
Yeah. But a time is going to come. God is out. I don't want you. I don't need dancing.
Ya, tapi Tuhan bilang satu saat nanti saya enggak butuh tarian.
People are saved by preaching, not by dancing.
Orang diselamatkan dengan khotbah, bukan dengan tarian.
You can create an atmosphere with the dancing.
Saudara punya atmosfer lebih bagus dengan dancing.
But salvation will come by preaching.
Tapi keselamatan akan datang dengan khotbah.
Some of you are ushers.
Sebagian jadi usher.
It's nice.
Bagus.
You are filming the video.
Saudara merekam dengan video.
Good work.
Kerja bagus.
But a time will come.
Tapi waktunya akan datang.
God will not be expecting you to be holding a camera.
Tuhan tidak berharap saudara pegang kamera
He
terus.
He expect you to be preaching and somebody else holding a camera and filming you.
Tapi Tuhan berharap saudara berkhotbah dan orang lain yang pegang kamera buat saudara.
Amen.
Amen.
Are you ready to go through all the milestones?
Saudara siap melewati batu-batu kilometer itu?
You must.
Harus.
You must.
Harus.
Now, disloyalty.
Disloyalty.
There is a time.
Ada waktu.
When people may be disloyal.
Orang-orang mungkin tidak loyal kepadamu.
And divide the church.
Dan membelah, memecah gereja.
But God is expecting the church.
Tapi Tuhan berharap gereja
to develop,
untuk berkembang,
to a point,
sampai satu titik
when a disloyal person cannot harm this church.
Di mana seorang yang tidak loyal
bisa
melukai gereja ini.
One day,
satu hari,
a brother came from another church to our church.
Ada seorang saudara datang dari gereja lain ke gereja kami.
He immediately came into the church.
Dia segera masuk ke gereja kami.
And he was talking to different people.
Dan dia bicara ke beberapa orang.
He was expecting them to make funny comments about me.
Mereka, dia berharap orang-orang itu akan kasih komentar lucu mengenai saya.
To speak against me.
Berbicara menentang saya.
To people who were working with me, he was expecting it.
Dia berkata kepada orang-orang yang bekerja kepada saya, berharap mereka bicara tentang
maybe
saya.
Maybe the church where he was doing that.
Mungkin gereja before. sebelum dia datang seperti itu.
One day after he was with us for some time,
satu hari sudah dia beberapa waktu bersama kami,
he came to me and said, "Pastor, I want to tell you something."
Dia berkata kepada saya, berkata, "Pastor, saya mau kasih tahu sesuatu."
I said, "What is that?"
Saya bilang, "Apa?"
He said, "Your church is airtight."
Airtight.
Airtight.
Ya, gereja, gereja
like
itu
there's no space.
Ya, gereja
to be at a disloyal orang.
Ya, gereja itu kayak kedap udara gitu ya. Enggak ada tempat sedikit pun untuk disloyalty.
Yes. Yes. He said, "I've been trying to talk to people."
Saya udah coba ngomong ke orang-orang.
Nobody wants to talk to me.
Gak ada yang mau ngobrol balik sama saya.
About such things.
Mengenai hal-hal itu.
It's not possible here.
Mustahil di sini.
Hey. He said your church is airtight.
Ya, gerejamu itu kedap udara.
God expects us.
Jadi Tuhan harapkan kita.
To a point.
Sampai di satu titik.
Nobody can ever come here. Anybody who comes to stand here to speak against Pastor Barry and to take some of you out, you will rise up and say, "Hey, come down from there and walk out of this church now."
Akan tiba saatnya di mana tidak ada satu orang pun bisa berdiri di mimbar ini dan berkatakan sesuatu tentang Pastor Barry dan membawa sebagian saudara keluar. Saudara akan bangkit berdiri dan bilang, "Hey, turun dari mimbar dan keluar dari gereja ini."
Amen.
Amen.
One day,
satu hari,
the senior pastor traveled.
Ya, gembala seniornya pelayanan keluar, perjalanan.
A lot of churches the senior pastor cannot travel at all.
Ada satu gereja di mana gembala senior itu enggak bisa pergi pelayanan keluar sama sekali.
Hey, if he travels there will be trouble.
Kalau dia lakukan perjalanan, pasti gerejanya bermasalah.
But he traveled and the assistant pastor began to preach for some few weeks.
Ya, jadi waktu pendeta seniornya pergi pelayanan keluar, wakil gembalanya khotbah beberapa minggu.
People clap for him.
Orang tepuk tangan.
We love your preaching.
Kami senang khotbahmu.
We love your preaching.
Kami senang khotbahmu.
And the assistant pastor became confident.
Dan wakil gembalanya jadi percaya diri.
He felt the people love him more than they love the senior pastor.
Dia merasa bahwa jemaat lebih sayang sama dia daripada gembala
so
senior.
The assistant pastor made a leaflet.
Jadi wakil gembalanya membuat sebuah leaflet
and typed all the faults of the senior pastor on it and came to church on Sunday and stood at the door and when you are coming he gives everybody one.
Dan dia tulis semua kesalahan gembala seniornya di leaflet itu, lalu waktu hari Minggu dia bagikan leaflet itu di depan pintu kepada semua orang.
Nobody knew what was happening.
Tidak ada yang tahu apa yang sedang terjadi.
And I had a cousin.
Dan saya punya sepupu.
He was loyal.
Dia loyal
to the senior pastor.
Ke gembala seniornya.
When he came there,
waktu dia datang,
he saw the assistant pastor doing what he was doing.
Dia lihat wakil gembalanya melakukan yang dia lakukan ini.
He came and ushered the pastor out of the church. He said, "Out, go out."
Dan dia datang ke gereja itu dan bilang kepada wakil gembalanya itu keluar dari gereja.
He drove him out of the church.
Dia usir wakil gembalanya dari gereja.
And stood at the door. You can't come here.
Dan
you cannot destroy the church with your leaflets.
Di depan pintu dia berkata, "Kamu enggak boleh masuk."
Haleluya.
Sedang menghancurkan gereja dengan leaflet.
There comes a time when we are expecting the ushers, the musicians, the leaders, everybody to mature in your understanding.
Ada waktunya di mana kita berharap semua usher, semua leader, semua pemain musik bertumbuh dewasa dalam pengertianmu.
You know, when you are a new Christian, you think the pastor is supposed to be perfect.
Ya, waktu saudara masih Kristen bayi, saudara berharap gembalamu itu sempurna.
There is nothing like a perfect pastor, but there is a perfect gift.
Ya, tidak.
The gift is perfect, but the pastor is not perfect.
Tidak ada yang namanya pendeta yang sempurna. Karunianya sempurna, tapi pendetanya tidak pernah sempurna.
Yeah. But when you are new, you think, oh, he must be perfect. Everything, there's no problem in his life. Everything must be 100%. There is nothing like that. Are you 100%?
Ya. Jadi orang yang baru percaya itu baru pertama berpikir, oh, gembala itu harus hidupnya sempurna, tidak boleh ada masalah dalam hidupnya, 100% harus baik-baik saja. Saya tanya, hidup saudara 100% baik-baik enggak?
Many of you go to the hospital.
Banyak di antara saudara masuk rumah sakit.
To see a doctor.
Saudara ketemu dokter.
Is the doctor perfect?
Apakah dokternya sempurna?
I'm asking, is the doctor you are seeing, is he perfect?
Iya, saya tanya, dokter yang saudara temui itu sempurna enggak?
But you still sit down for him to look after you.
Tapi tetap saudara mau duduk, mau dirawat sama dia.
You don't say he's not perfect.
Saudara enggak bilang, oh, kamu enggak sempurna.
You don't say he's divorced.
Enggak bisa, oh, kamu cerai.
You don't say he has a problem with this or that.
Iya, saudara enggak bilang kamu punya masalah ini, masalah itu.
He tells you do this and you do it.
Saudara dikasih tahu lakukan ini, saudara taat.
You don't ask him whether he is perfect.
Ya, saudara enggak tanya kamu ini sempurna atau enggak.
When you are new,
tapi kalau kau baru,
you expect that the pastor is an angel, but God has not chosen angels.
Ya, Tuhan,
God is choosing somebody like you, somebody like me to be a pastor.
Saudara berpikir pendetamu itu malaikat, tapi Tuhan tidak pilih malaikat jadi gembala. Tuhan pilih orang seperti engkau dan saya untuk jadi gembala.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we are expecting,
jadi kita berharap,
all of us,
semua kita,
to mature,
menjadi dewasa,
in the church work,
di dalam pekerjaan gereja.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And God is expecting fruits.
Dan Tuhan berharap buah.
There are 33 provinces in Indonesia.
Ada 33 provinsi.
Is it province?
35 now.
35.
Ya, 35 provinsi di Indonesia.
Wow. And Overcomers Church is in how many provinces?
Dan Overcomers Church di berapa provinsi?
One province.
Satu provinsi.
35 provinces.
35 provinsi.
Who is supposed to reach the other 34 provinces?
Siapa yang harusnya menjangkau 34 provinsi lainnya?
Huh? A day will come.
Harinya akan tiba.
Jesus will walk into this congregation.
Yesus akan jalan masuk ke jemaat ini.
And he will say,
dan dia akan bilang,
where are the Overcomers churches in this province and in this province?
Mana Overcomers church di provinsi yang ini dan yang itu?
A time will come.
Waktunya akan tiba.
Jesus will come to the tree and say, I want fruits.
Yesus datang ke pohon ara itu dan berkata, aku ingin buah, aku ingin buah.
I want fruits.
Aku ingin buah.
I don't want just people.
Saya enggak mau orang-orang saja.
I don't want money.
Saya enggak mau uang.
Don't make it your aim to have money.
Jangan jadikan tujuan hidup untuk dapat uang.
Reinhard Bonnke tells the story. He was walking along the road and he's like, he heard a voice and the voice was asking him, what would you do? What would it be like if you asked God, and God, what would you ask for if you were to ask God for something? Would you ask God for $1 million?
Satu kali Reinhard Bonnke berjalan dan di dalam jalan itu dia dengar satu suara. Tuhan bilang, kalau kamu boleh minta sama Tuhan, mana yang kamu pilih? $1 juta?
And he said no.
Dia bilang tidak.
I will not ask for $1 million. I'll ask for 1 million souls.
Saya tidak akan minta $1 juta. Saya minta 1 juta jiwa.
1 million souls.
1 juta jiwa.
And God told him then, I'm going to use you to save Africa.
Dan Tuhan bilang sama dia, aku akan pakai engkau untuk menyelamatkan Afrika.
That was the beginning of his ministry.
Itu awal pelayanan dia.
A time is going to come. God is going to expect fruit from this church.
Waktunya akan tiba Tuhan berharap buah dari gereja ini.
Jesus will come into your pastor's room.
Tuhan Yesus akan datang ke kamar gembalamu.
Ask him about the other provinces.
Tanya kepada dia mengenai provinsi lain.
You know, ask him one day.
Satu hari dia akan tanya.
Do you want Jesus to curse your pastor?
Saudara mau Tuhan Yesus mengutuk gembalamu?
This is a fig tree.
Ini pohon ara.
It's a tree.
Dia sebuah pohon.
Bible says we are trees, the planting of the Lord.
Ya, kita ini semua tanaman atau pohon yang ditanam oleh
God
Tuhan.
God has planted him.
Tuhan sudah tanam dia
tree,
sebagai pohon.
He's a tree of righteousness, the planting of the Lord.
Dia adalah pohon tarbantin kebenaran, tanaman keagungan Tuhan.
One day,
satu hari,
Jesus is going to come.
Yesus akan datang.
I want fruits.
Saya mau buah.
And if those fruits are not there,
dan kalau buahnya tidak ada,
there will be a curse.
Akan ada kutuk.
Because God will say, I gave you.
Sebab Tuhan akan bilang, aku beri. Aku beri engkau, aku berkati engkau. Aku tolong engkau.
What are you doing?
Apa yang kamu lakukan?
That is why today,
itu sebabnya hari ini,
many ministers,
banyak hamba Tuhan,
are cursed,
ada dikutuk,
to become homosexuals,
menjadi homoseksual,
and have many moral problems,
dan punya banyak masalah moral.
Yes. Homosexuality, you will see, people cannot control it.
Homoseksualitas, saudara akan lihat orang gak bisa kendalikan.
Yes. It's one of the punishments in the Bible.
Itu salah satu penghukuman dalam Alkitab.
Romans chapter 1, the Bible says, because you wouldn't keep God in your mind, God has given you over as his punishment to desire man to man. Woman to woman.
Roma 1,
it's a punishment.
Yeah, Roma 1 berkata, Allah menyerahkan mereka kepada keinginan hati mereka akan kecemaran. Mereka saling mencemarkan tubuh mereka.
Yes. Immorality.
Imoralitas.
Sin.
Dosa.
God can say, okay, I give you.
Tuhan bisa berkata, aku kasih.
All these problems, have it.
Semua masalah ini.
Because you wouldn't bear fruit.
Karena kau tidak menghasilkan buah.
Be careful.
Hati-hati.
Be careful.
Hati-hati.
Most churches are barren today.
Sebagian besar gereja itu mandul
they
saat ini.
They do nothing.
Mereka tidak buat apa-apa.
Only bless me, give me money, hanya, give me car, give me houses, give me things. That is all that churches are doing today.
Ya, hanya berkati aku, beri aku rumah, beri aku mobil, berikan berkat. Cuma itu yang dilakukan gereja sekarang.
Yes. And it is because we are no more interested in souls.
Itu karena terjadi karena kita tidak tertarik lagi dengan jiwa-jiwa.
Yeah. As I have kept reaching out for more souls, it has made me stronger.
Waktu saya menjangkau jiwa-jiwa lebih banyak, itu membuat saya lebih
more
kuat
souls
lagi.
I want to pray.
Saya mau berdoa.
For 35 overcomer churches in 35 provinces.
Ya, saya mau berdoa untuk 35 gereja overcomers di 35 provinsi di Indonesia.
With one father and one leader.
Dengan satu bapa rohani, satu pemimpin rohani.
I want to pray for you for that.
Saya mau doakan itu untuk saudara.
Would you like that?
Saudara suka itu?
Would you like that?
Saudara suka?
Yes. Everywhere you go, you see that's overcomers. Those are this one, and you say I'm an overcomer.
Ya, dan kemana pun saudara pergi, and saudara akan bilang akan lihat ini gereja overcomer, ini gereja overcomer.
It is a very good name.
Dan ini
because when somebody leaves the church, and you ask him, are you an overcomer? And he has to say, I am not an overcomer.
Ini nama gerejanya bagus. Karena kalau dia tinggalin gereja ini dan ditanya, kamu overcomer? Bukan, saya bukan overcomer lagi. Bukan pemenang lagi.
How can you say I am not an overcomer?
Yeah.
Hey! So it's a very good name.
Jadi ini nama gereja yang bagus.
The name causes you to stay in the church.
Nama gereja akan membuat saudara tetap tinggal di gereja ini.
Yeah. Yeah. Because if somebody comes and asks you, are you still an overcomer?
Yeah.
You say, no, I am no more an overcomer.
So, kalau orang nanti nanya, kamu masih overcomer enggak? Oh enggak, saya enggak overcomer lagi.
You cannot say that. So you have to stay in the church so that you say, I am still an overcomer.
Jadi saudara tetap tinggal di gereja ini. Untuk tetap bisa bilang, saya masih seorang overcomer.
Amen.
Amen.
And then God is expecting the time of the anointing.
Dan Tuhan berharap waktu diurapi.
Anointing.
Diurapi.
There is a time you become anointed.
Ada waktu di mana kau diurapi.
Yes. There's a time you become anointed.
Ada waktu di mana kau diurapi.
And when you are anointed,
and waktu kau diurapi,
many things you can do for God.
Banyak hal yang dulu kau enggak bisa buat
you
bagi Tuhan.
You cannot work for God with principles.
Saudara enggak bisa bekerja dengan Tuhan
principles,
pakai prinsip-prinsip.
The principles of a person cannot drive the mission to completion.
Prinsip-prinsip seseorang dalam hidupnya tidak bisa mencapai misi dalam hidupnya.
When Elisha was following Elijah, He was not looking for the principles of Elijah.
Waktu Elisa mengikuti Elia, dia tidak cari tahu apa prinsip hidup Elia.
He was looking for the spirit and the power of Elijah, not his principles and his ideas.
Yang dia kejar adalah roh dan pengurapannya Elia, bukan prinsip hidupnya.
Yes. It is the spirit and the power of the minister that drive the mission and make it possible for you to do what you have to do.
Roh dan kuasa dari hamba Tuhan itu yang akan mendorong seorang hamba Tuhan untuk mencapai misinya.
Desire the anointing.
Ya, rindukan pengurapan.
Wherever the anointing is found, desire it.
Dimanapun pengurapan itu berada, rindukan.
Desire it.
Rindukan, inginkan.
When you are carrying the anointing that I am carrying,
waktu engkau membawa pengurapan yang saya bawa ini,
what bows to me will bow to you.
Apa yang tunduk kepadaku akan tunduk kepadamu.
When you are carrying the spirit,
waktu engkau
and the anointing that I am carrying,
membawa roh dan pengurapan yang saya bawa,
what yields to me,
apa yang takluk kepadaku,
gives into me,
dan tunduk kepadaku,
will start to give in to you and yield to you.
Akan mulai takluk dan tunduk juga kepadamu.
When Elisha began to carry the spirit and the power of Elijah,
waktu Elisa mulai membawa roh dan kuasa Elia,
he came to the river Jordan.
Dia datang ke Sungai Yordan.
The river that gave way, that yielded to his father Elijah, now started opening to give way to Elisha.
Sungai yang sama yang terbelah di depan bapak rohaninya Elia, sekarang mulai juga terbelah di depan dia.
Yeah. What yielded to Elijah was now also responding to Elisha.
Ya, jadi apa yang tunduk kepada Elia sekarang mulai berespon juga kepada Elisa.
Because he recognized the spirit of Elijah was upon Elisha.
Karena sungai itu mengenali bahwa roh Elia ada di atas roh Elisa.
You may try to start churches.
Saudara mungkin mulai buka gereja.
You may try to have church growth.
Saudara mulai berusaha memiliki pertumbuhan gereja.
But if you don't have the spirit,
tapi kalau engkau tidak punya roh dan pengurapan,
the problems that prevent church growth,
maka masalah akan mulai mencegah pertumbuhan gereja.
Will not yield themselves.
Tidak akan tunduk.
And will not give up.
Tidak akan menyerah.
To you.
Kepadamu.
Because you don't have that spirit.
Karena kau tidak punya rohnya.
So you may have the principles.
Jadi kau punya prinsip,
ideas,
idenya.
But you don't have the spirit.
Tapi tidak punya rohnya.
When Elisha came back,
waktu Elisa kembali,
the prophets, schools of prophets,
para peserta sekolah
when
nabi,
they saw him,
waktu lihat dia,
they bow to him.
Mereka menyembah dia.
What bowed to Elijah?
Apa yang menyembah kepada Elisa?
Was now
Elia,
bowing to Elisha.
Sekarang juga berlutut kepada Elisa.
What gave up and submitted?
Apa yang tunduk dan menyerah?
To Elijah.
Kepada Elia.
Was now submitting to Elisha.
Sekarang tunduk.
Why?
Kepada Elisa. Kenapa?
Because Elisha was now carrying what Elijah was carrying.
Sebab sekarang Elisa membawa
the
apa yang dulu Elia bawa, yaitu pengurapannya.
That is why,
itu sebabnya,
you must carry,
kau harus bawa
the anointing,
pengurapan.
You must seek the anointing.
Terus cari pengurapan.
And you must never stop seeking the anointing.
Dan tidak pernah boleh berhenti mencari pengurapan.
There is a time.
Ada waktunya.
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 God has decided.
Tuhan sudah putuskan
that you will become anointed.
Engkau akan diurapi.
You may learn the principles. You may learn the principles.
Mungkin kau suka prinsipnya.
You may read the books.
Mungkin baca bukunya.
You may even do examinations.
Bahkan mungkin kau buat ujian.
I have a lot of pastors.
Saya punya banyak gembala.
They have my ideas.
Mereka punya ide-ide
and
saya.
And the principles I'm teaching.
Dan prinsip yang saya
ajar. They don't have the spirit.
Tapi tidak punya rohnya.
And the anointing that I'm carrying.
Dan pengurapan yang saya bawa.
They are yet to catch it.
Mereka belum menangkapnya.
Doing an exam does not make you have an anointing.
Iya, lakukan ujian bukan berarti sudah punya pengurapannya.
It may prove that you have the principle, but it doesn't make you have the anointing. The sign that you have the anointing is that what bow to Elijah will bow to you.
Tanda
what
bahwa
yields to Elijah will yield to you.
Tanda bahwa engkau punya pengurapan adalah apa yang takluk kepada Elia takluk kepadamu, apa yang tunduk kepada Elia tunduk kepadamu.
Hallelujah.
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 So open your heart.
Jadi buka hatimu.
Open your heart.
Buka hatimu.
I follow Kenneth Hagin.
Saya ikuti Kenneth Hagin
from 1979.
Sejak tahun 1979.
I came into contact with Kenneth Hagin.
Saya mulai punya hubungan dengan Kenneth Hagin.
Why is it important to get in contact with Kenneth Hagin for me?
Apa pentingnya bagi saya untuk punya kontak dengan Kenneth Hagin?
Because the anointing today is found mainly in apostles and prophets.
Karena sebagian besar pengurapan di zaman sekarang ini ditemukan yes. di para rasul dan para
the
nabi.
The anointing today is found mostly in apostles and prophets.
Pengurapan pada masa kini sebagian besar ditemukan di para rasul dan para nabi.
If you look at Ephesians chapter 2,
kalau engkau lihat di Efesus pasal 2,
if you look at Ephesians chapter 2,
Efesus pasal 2
and verse 20,
ayat 20,
it says the household of God is built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
Ya, keluarga Allah dibangun di atas dasar para rasul dan para nabi.
And in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 5, it says, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit.
Efesus 3 ayat 5, yang sekarang dinyatakan di dalam roh kepada rasul-rasul dan nabi-nabinya yang kudus.
So apostles and prophets have special things revealed to them.
Jadi para rasul dan para nabi itu punya sesuatu yang khusus yang diwahyukan kepada mereka.
What it takes to build the church.
Mereka bawa sesuatu yang dibutuhkan untuk bangun gereja.
And people in the ministry need to get close to apostles and prophets.
Dan orang-orang dalam pelayanan itu perlu dekat dengan para rasul
they
dan nabi.
They are carrying what you need.
Mereka itu membawa apa yang kau butuhkan.
They are carrying what you need.
Ya, mereka bawa apa yang kau
I'll
butuhkan.
I'll say it again. They are carrying what you need.
Saya mau katakan lagi, mereka bawa apa yang kau butuhkan.
I said they are carrying what you need.
Saya mau katakan mereka bawa apa yang kau butuhkan.
For 10 years.
Selama 10 tahun.
I listened to Kenneth Hagin preaching.
Saya dengar khotbah Kenneth Hagin.
And then in 1988.
Dan kemudian tahun 1988.
Suddenly,
tiba-tiba.
One day,
satu hari,
I was listening.
Saya sedang mendengar.
To Kenneth Hagin teaching.
Kepada pengajaran Kenneth Hagin.
In the middle of the night.
Di tengah malam.
And something jumped out of the tape.
Dan sesuatu melompat dari rekaman
entered
itu.
Entered my belly.
Dan masuk ke dalam perut saya.
And I heard a voice.
Dan saya dengar suara.
In that dark room.
Di dalam kamar yang gelap.
In the middle of the night.
Di tengah malam.
And the voice said.
Suara itu berkata.
From today.
Sejak hari ini.
You can teach.
Kau bisa mengajar.
In 1988.
Tahun 1988.
I listened to Kenneth Hagin from the time I was in secondary school.
Saya dengar khotbah Kenneth Hagin sejak
listening to him.
Saya SMP.
From the time I was in secondary school.
Waktu saya kelas ya
I
SMP.
I can remember the first time I listened to him preaching and came to secondary school assembly hall to teach what I listened on the tape.
Dan saya masih bisa ingat pertama
clearly.
Kali saya dengar khotbah itu dan khotbahkan itu di hall SMP saya.
But there is an appointed time for the Holy Spirit to come.
Tapi ada waktu yang ditetapkan untuk Roh Kudus datang.
40 days after Jesus rose from the dead.
40 hari sudah Yesus dibangkitkan dari kematian.
The Holy Ghost came at the appointed time.
Roh Kudus datang pada waktu yang ditentukan.
And the church was anointed with the Spirit.
Dan gereja diurapi dengan Roh Kudus.
There is a time when this church will carry certain power.
Ada waktunya
di mana make you unstoppable.
Gereja ini akan membawa satu kuasa tertentu yang akan membuat saudara tak terhentikan.
The people who mock you,
orang yang mengejek engkau,
will now bow to you,
akan takluk tunduk kepadamu.
Go and ask Elisha.
Pergi tanya Elisa.
Go and ask Elisha.
Tanya Elisa.
People were laughing at him when he was following Elijah.
Orang tertawakan dia waktu dia ikuti Elia.
They said, "Don't you know this old man is going to die?"
Mereka bilang, "Kamu enggak tahu ya orang tua ini akan mati."
When God anointed him and he came to town,
waktu Tuhan sudah urapi dia dan dia kembali ke kota.
All the school.
Waktu dilihat semua sekolah nabi itu.
We can see that.
Kami bisa lihat.
Many people who laughed at me.
Banyak orang tertawakan saya.
Today they are studying my books. Yeah. Today I am in Indonesia.
Sekarang saya ada di Indonesia.
I am not an American.
Saya bukan seorang Amerika.
Look at my books in Indonesia.
Sekarang lihat buku saya bahasa Indonesia.
It's a miracle.
Ini mujizat. Oh.
It's a power. It takes power.
Itu butuh kuasa.
Yeah. Without the power of God, I can never be standing here with a book in. You need money to translate a book.
Yeah. So, tanpa kuasa Allah saya enggak bisa. Print a book. Saudara butuh uang untuk
to produce millions of books. You need money.
Butuh uang.
What bow to Elijah will bow to you.
Apa yang tunduk kepada
I
Elijah.
I prophesy to you, I say,
saya bernubuat.
Pastor Barry, what bow to Elijah will bow to you.
Pastor Barry, apa yang takluk kepada Elia akan takluk kepadamu.
The river that Elijah was able to cross,
sungai
you will be able to cross it.
Yang bisa diseberangi oleh Elia, saudara juga akan bisa seberangi.
So those of us in the church, overcomers.
Jadi semua jemaat overcomer.
Rise up.
Bangkit berdiri.
And work for God. No, sit down. Rise up.
Oh, bangkit. I thought rise
work
up.
For God.
Bekerja
work for God.
Bekerjalah kepada bagi Tuhan.
Amen.
Amen.
Do something for Jesus.
Lakukan sesuatu bagi Yesus.
Don't sit down and become another bless me club.
Ya, jadi jangan duduk-duduk saja dan berkata
bless me and look for money.
Ya, jadi klub berkati aku, cari-cari uang.
No. Don't waste your time.
Jangan buang waktu.
To preach all your life about money.
Ya, khotbah sepanjang hidup hanya tentang uang.
Yeah. Money more than you can use.
Ya, uang
ever in your life till you die.
Ya,
will be given to you as you work for the Lord.
Waktu engkau bekerja never, bagi Tuhan,
you can never spend it.
Engkau akan terima uang yang lebih besar daripada yang kau butuhkan seumur hidup. Seorang akan bisa habiskan.
When you work for the Lord,
waktu engkau bekerja bagi Tuhan,
you not need to preach about marriage.
Seorang enggak perlu khotbah tentang pernikahan.
Every day how to be happy in marriage.
Bagaimana bahagia di pernikahan tiap hari.
How to bring up children.
Bagaimana membesarkan anak.
How to have a happy home.
Bagaimana memiliki rumah tangga bahagia. Enggak perlu.
Enggak
butuh.
Because all those things are the fruits.
So, semua hal tadi adalah buah
of the anointing.
Dari pengurapan.
Love, joy, peace.
Kasih, sukacita.
Gentleness.
Kelembutan.
Kelembutan.
Roh Kudus.
They will come to you.
Yang akan datang kepadamu.
Fruits.
Buah-buah roh.
Fruits.
Buah-buah roh.
It's time. I thank God for this wonderful hall.
Saya bersyukur untuk hall yang
indah. This hall is already too small for you.
Tapi saya mau kasih tahu, hall ini sudah terlalu kecil bagimu.
Shall I tell you something to pray for?
Ya, saya mau kasih tahu beberapa hal doakan.
What I'm going to tell you is a problem.
Ya, yang saya mau kasih tahu ini masalah.
Will you pray for this problem when I tell you?
Mau doakan masalah ini waktu saya kasih tahu?
Pray for the problem of no space.
Ya, berdoalah untuk masalah tidak ada tempat duduk.
In Jesus' name.
Dalam nama Yesus.
Yeah. Pray for this problem.
Berdoa untuk masalah ini.
You come, some people are outside.
Ada orang di
no
luar.
Space.
Gak ada tempat lagi.
Is it, the place is hot.
Ya, orang
it's
yang
nowhere.
Bilang tempatnya
people are
panas.
Sitting here. What a problem. Always we have a problem. Receive that problem in Jesus' name.
Terima masalah itu dalam nama Yesus.
Yes. And the blessings that go with it.
Dan.
So remember, when the time of your anointing passes,
jadi ingat waktu pengurapan itu tiba.
You can't go back for it. The time of your fruits. Look at me now. Suppose I say I'm going to start a church now.
Ya, misalnya saya mau
I'm not coming to start my ministry.
Saya tidak akan mulai pelayanan saya.
At my age.
Di usia saya ini.
It's not likely to work.
Enggak akan berhasil.
There is a time.
Tapi ada waktu.
Appointed.
Ditentukan.
A time to plant.
Untuk
a
menanam.
Time to bear fruit.
Menghasilkan buah.
And the time is when you are young.
Dan waktunya adalah waktu kau masih muda.
Oh yeah. When you are old, you will be sleeping all the time.
Kalau udah tua, saudara itu akan banyak tidurnya.
When you are young,
waktu kau masih muda,
you can dance.
Kau bisa menari.
You can preach.
Bisa khotbah.
You can pray.
Berdoa.
You can travel.
Bisa.
You can move.
Melakukan perjalanan,
you
bergerak.
You can do whatever you have to do.
Engkau bisa melakukan apapun yang kau harus lakukan bagi Tuhan.
Now is the time.
Sekaranglah waktunya.
I said, now is the time.
Saya katakan ini waktunya.
This is the time.
Ini waktunya.
When you are young and fresh.
Waktu kau masih muda dan segar.
Yes. This is the time.
Ini waktunya.
And as you serve the Lord, you'll be glad that you listened to the Lord when it was time. Before I take my seat, I want to tell you a testimony.
Ya, sebelum saya duduk, saya mau cerita
a
kesaksian.
Sad testimony.
Kesaksian yang sedih.
One day I met a pastor at a pastor's conference.
Suatu hari saya ketemu seorang pendeta.
He told me,
dan berkata,
when I came back from Bible school,
waktu saya keluar dari sekolah Alkitab,
I was proud.
Saya sombong.
I had a colleague.
Saya punya teman.
Who was God had called him.
Yang Tuhan sudah panggil dia.
And I was also called, but he was obviously God had given him more grace.
Ya.
saya dipanggil Tuhan juga, tapi kelihatannya kasih karunia Tuhan lebih besar.
Mistake of my life.
Dia berkata, kesalahan terbesar dalam hidup saya.
I said,
bahwa saya katakan,
we are equals.
Kami sama.
That was the biggest mistake.
Itu kesalahan terbesar.
He said to me, that is why I am like the way I am now.
Itu sebabnya saya seperti ini sekarang.
I was not humble.
Saya tidak rendah hati.
To accept that even though we were classmates.
Untuk menerima walaupun kami sekelas.
He is my senior.
Dia senior saya.
If I had accepted it.
Kalau saja saya dulu terima.
He told me I will not be here now.
Saya pasti tidak akan di sini.
He said it's the greatest mistake. So I told him, go back to him now.
Jadi saya bilang pergi kembali ke dia.
Correct it.
Dan koreksi ini.
He told me it's too late.
Dia bilang terlambat.
He said I cannot.
Saya enggak bisa lagi.
I cannot turn.
Enggak bisa lagi.
Don't make a mistake.
Jangan buat kesalahan.
With the timing.
Dengan timing.
Because there comes a time.
So akan datang waktunya.
Some of the things you want to do.
Hal-hal yang kau mau lakukan,
you cannot do that.
Enggak bisa lakukan lagi.
May you be on time.
Biar kau on time.
This world,
dunia ini,
is like Switzerland.
Itu seperti Switzerland.
Time is important here.
Waktu itu penting di sini.
One day,
satu hari nanti,
we will be up there.
Kita akan ada di atas.
There is like Ghana.
Itu seperti Ghana.
Like Africa.
Seperti Afrika.
Time is not important over there.
Waktu itu enggak penting di sana.
You don't have to be on time.
Soalnya enggak perlu waktu tepat
no
waktu.
Appointment.
Enggak ada perjanjian.
You are just relaxed.
Semuanya relax.
Ghana is very relaxed.
Ghana itu relax sekali.
More than here.
Lebih
so
dari sini.
More than Switzerland.
Lebih dari Switzerland.
Heaven is like Africa.
Surga itu kayak
no
Afrika. Enggak ada waktu.
Come late, come stay late.
Ya, datang telat, tinggal lama-lama, enggak apa-apa.
This world,
dunia ini,
is like Switzerland.
Seperti Switzerland.
The time is important.
Waktu itu penting.
5 minutes is important.
5 menit itu penting.
3 minutes is important.
3 menit itu penting.
1 hour is important.
1 jam itu penting.
All the time is important.
Semua
the
waktu
appointment
itu
is important.
Perjanjian itu penting.
Wow, our world of time.
Dunia kita dengan waktu
the
ini.
The angels swear there shall be time no longer.
Malaikat bersumpah tidak akan
time.
Ada waktu lagi. Tapi sekarang
I
masih ada waktu.
My time. I don't know his time, but God knows. And because we have not been given the time, we are going to work with all our hearts for Jesus Christ.
Karena kita tahu
stand
waktu
to your feet,
kita.
Everybody.
Kita harus kerja keras bagi Yesus. Mari kita semua bangkit berdiri.
Close your eyes for a moment.
Ya, mari beberapa saat tutup mata.
If you are here tonight, close your eyes.
Semuanya minta
tutup mata. Going to pray with you.
Saya mau berdoa.
Close your eyes for a moment.
Tutup mata untuk beberapa saat.
Let me pray with you.